agua salada tiene varias erupciones. La cosa está comprobada.
Ay, la, la, la.
La cosa está comprobada que mantiene a tiburones, que mantiene a tiburones y a la sirena encantada.
Bajo la luna huasteca, juré dejar para siempre mi violín y linda tierra. Hoy les digo la razón para que lo sepan.
Well, hello there. This is Federico Castaneda, your host of Arriba Folklorico Music and Dance of Mexico, episode number 15, the region of the Huasteca and the genre of the huapango. The opening music that you heard was the first stanzas of La Petenera, which happened to be the mermaid, the enchantress from the sea, a huapango from the state of Tamaulipas, and also the beginning chords of El Rey de la Huasteca, as played for you and interpreted by its writer, composer, arranger, and the director of the Mariachi Sol de Mexico, José Hernández, from Hernández Productions, from South El Monte, California, where he has his restaurant, Cielito Lindo. You, by the way, you can get an entire interview with José Hernández in episode number 2 of this particular podcast series. Today, however, we're talking about the Huasteca region. This is the region of Mexico that's on the eastern seaboard along the Gulf of Mexico that encompasses the regions of Tamaulipas, the northern part of Veracruz, Querétaro, Puebla, the region of San Luis Potosí, Hidalgo. And when you talk to somebody from the region of the Huasteca, they think about all the huapangos, tamaulipecos, the ones that are very vibrant. They also think about the huapangos that come from the region of San Luis Potosí. And they also think about Hidalgo and La Pura Huasteca, as they say. So you have here a semblance of different territories. Querétaro, Hidalgo, the northern part of Veracruz, Puebla, the region of San Luis Potosí, and Tamaulipas. Now, the Huasteca region is characterized by several things, the roundup and also the barbecue that's held in some of the regions. Those are called quemones, and they have large beef barbecue after the roundup of the cattle. In the state of Tamaulipas, the common dress that is worn happens to be the chaparreras, or the chaps, along with buckskin or what is called chaquetas de gamuza. And that is the buckskin or the suede with many adornments, and the sombrero happens to be a derivative of the norteño hat, a smaller size, but very common to the region of Tamaulipas and also Hidalgo. Now, the Huasteca has a special type of genre of song, and that is called the huapango. The huapango has its origins in Spain and was delivered to the New World and added a spice of the mestizo culture. The huapango has several elements to it and has lasted even up to today, to the present day, where the mariachis and other groups make it so vibrant and are still creating lots of music within this genre. Needless to say, before we go any further, that the most famous of all the huapango singers was the gentleman who died several years ago. His name was Miguel Aceves Mejía. He was a very famous singer. He was also a very famous actor in the early days of Mexican film in the 30s and 40s and 50s. And he was the most famous of all the huapanguero singers. Now, why was this? Well, let's take a look at the elements of the huapango. When you write it, the elements have inverted verses. That is, A, B, B, A. And, as you'll see later on when we play some of the music for you, the inverted verses had their elements dictated by the lead singer called El Pregonero. And very much like the music of the Sones Jarochos that we discussed in Episode 3, the Pregonero was the lead singer here, who would then improvise rapid verses that somehow had a lot of double meanings, also off-color, but very vibrant and very humorous. As a matter of fact, the Huasteco took off with within the genre with a different type of focus, and that was el huapango picante. That is, the huapango that stings or that gives you a little bit of a hot flavor. In other words, it happens to be an off-color, or it happens to be a very double-meaning and sometimes vulgar depiction of a story. They have a lot of them, which are delivered in the huapangos from different regions. El Son del Querreque is one that is a whole series of double-meaning, humorous, very laughable types of improvised verses by the pregonero, such as one that goes like, Yo enamoré una mujer, alta trigueña y delgada, alta trigueña y delgada. Yo enamoré una mujer, la tuve que aborrecer, me salió muy descarada, parecía puerta de hotel, que a todos les daba entrada. Querreque, 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 and so on. Let's now go into what it sounds like to actually have the song of El Querreque, with different verses, different stanzas of this type of huapango picante.
Siempre juntitos, la mujer que quiere a dos, a uno le da de comer, al otro sus bocaditos, de esos que nos libre Dios, como buenos hermanitos, que reque, que reque, que reque, que reque.
Enamoré a una mujer alta, trigueña y delgada.
Alta, trigueña y delgada, yo enamoré a una mujer, la tuve que aborrecer, me salió muy descarada, parecía puerta de hotel, a todos les daba entrada, que reque. La mujer que tuvo amores, porque dicen los doctores que de la vida pasada, que de la vida pasada le quedan los borradores. Que de qué, que de qué, que de qué, que de qué.
And now, what is the querreque? Querreque happens to be a type of bird that is a macaw type bird that sometimes repeats by listening and imitating the sounds of its owners, very much like a parrot. And so they always had the huapango picante singing these types of verses. And for those of you who want to translate this verse, it talks about a vagabond, a wanderer, a rogue, or a rascal who got to know a lady, and she turned out to be different than what he expected her to be, because she was very, shall we say, very coquettish and flirted with a lot of men. Anyway, the huapango, aside from the picante and aside from sones like El Querreque, was also the song of the favorite dancers when they danced the song by the same name, El Huapango, having steps, having not so much the taconeado that you have from Veracruz, but also the plantas, which were in rhythm, their arms extending and their arms waving. In Tamaulipas, they would dance this with horse whips in their hands or with handkerchiefs. And then they would use that as if they were dancing to the steps called El Caballito, which was a fast rhythmic pattern, and they would actually imitate the horses during the roundup and the rodeos. And when they did this, the women and the men danced in elaborate types of fashions, round in circles, very vibrant, the women with their skirts of gamuza or suede, the men with their jackets of suede, and the men with their chaps or their chaparreras. The most famous of all the conjuntos or the bands that played the genre of the huapango was the Trio Chicontepec, and they played for many of the performing arts, including the Ballet Folklorico of Amalia Hernandez. Probably one of the songs that you could hear from them playing is the original version of La Malagueña, which is totally different than the way that mariachis play it. The mariachis play the Malagueña with a very smooth, romantic style, and sometimes with the elements of Spain. As you know, Malaga happens to be in the Iberian Peninsula in Spain. And La Malagueña is the lady from Malaga. And now let's examine La Malagueña. Very popular and very famous huapango, played everywhere, asked for even by tourists, about the lady from Malaga. Check now and see how in modern days, during the 20th century, it was sung by the lead huapanguero, Miguel Aceves Mejía, La Malagueña, accompanied to the music of mariachis with different arrangement, style, and composition for entertainment purposes.
Oh, oh, oh yeah! Huasteca, qué linda eres! Oh, oh. Oh, yeah. ¡Qué bonitos ojos tienes debajo de esas dos cejas! Debajo de esas dos cejas, qué bonitos ojos tienes. Ellos me quieren mirar, pero si tú no los dejas, pero si tú no los dejas, ni siquiera parpadear. Malagueña, besar tus labios quisiera, besar tus labios quisiera, malagueña salerosa, y decir hermosa, eres linda y hechicera, eres linda y hechicera como el candor de una rosa. ¡Opa!
And now contrast this particular version, which is, if you're a purist, the way that the Malagueña huapango is supposed to be played. And this is the original verse and lyrics by El Trio Chicontepec, playing them in a real style of the huapango, violin and guitar and jarana only, no mariachi. And notice the difference.
Formar tu hermoso.
But this song, as well as all the others, have a second element of the huapango genre. And that is, in addition to the inverted verses, it also contains the falsetto, which in Spanish is called falsete. And this happens to be the rising in octaves of the singer so that they would go and elaborate long notes with falsetto voice. And you can see this clearly in La Malagueña. You can see it clearly in any of the huapangos that are made for romantic melodies and verses, or the tragic love songs where betrayal and treason happens to be the order of the day, especially played during what is called the safra, or the sugarcane harvest in Tamaulipas. And of course, Miguel Aceves Mejia, the singer whom we talked to you about, was the most famous of all these huapangueros who sang the huapangos and was the master of the falsete, or the falsetto. So you had three elements that we talked about. Number one, the inverted verses. Number two, the falsete, or the falsetto voice that always accompanied these verses, and especially in between the staves. And the third one was that it was mainly in the roundup or in the social circles or whenever they were gaiety and happiness during the fiestas, the pregoneros, who were the lead singers of these conjuntos huapangos, would also play los huapangos picantes, or the off-color double meaning, and humorous verses that were improvised and all usually directed either at the town leaders or the politicians. Now, the musical group, or shall we say a conjunto huapango, what instruments did they have? No, they were not like Veracruz and did not have the harp. They actually had a small guitar-like instrument, which was the jarana to keep rhythm, but they had the violin, el violín. And you could see a lot of the cultural borrowing from the United States. You could see a lot of the European flavor coming down from the use of the violin. And the violin was a very fast, improvised, rapid movement that was used during the playing of the huapango. And the violin would accompany that and would be the lead instrument. So you had the guitarra, jarana, as well as the violín or the violin. And those were the instruments of the conjunto huasteca. The trio Chicontepec, those were their instruments, and they played very well, especially the songs of Tamaulipas, like El Caballito. Now, there were other songs from a milder form of the huapango that were not as fast and vibrant as the ones in Tamaulipas, nor were they the sultry double meaning and also off-color verses of the huapango picante from northern Veracruz, and they were the ones from San Luis Potosí, Huasteca Potosina. The costumes here were different. The men would be coming from the sugarcane fields, and they would have their calzones de manta or their white trousers. The women would have a queshqueme, or happen to be a beautiful woven type of garment that they would wear over their blouse, and it would be streamed with fringe, and it would also have multiple colors. This queshqueme was the key difference for the traje típico, or the common attire of the female in the huapango region of San Luis Potosí. The men would also dance with machetes, and they would also have a bag where they carried their food, and also they carried the gifts for their lady always at their side. And they would wear either camisas de manta or the beige-colored type of shirts with adornments on them, with beautiful bright colors. Or they would wear solid colors, though that was the typical dress of the region of San Luis Potosí. They actually had a song that was what they sang to their ladies. Unlike the song of Cielito Lindo, which is played by mariachis and other regions in a more mellow fashion, they had Cielito Lindo from the state of San Luis Potosí. And this was a very vibrant type of different song. Too much for us to go into now, but just be advised that they had that. And the last region, the one from the state of Hidalgo, they consider themselves the heart of the Huasteca region because they border on that area that is almost centralized from the state of Tamaulipas, the northern part of Veracruz, also Querétaro and Puebla. Now, Hidalgo is a very small state, but they have great Huasteca in their region. They have the quemones. And there's a song that's called Las Tres Huastecas. This is a homage to that genre of the huapango and to the region of the Huasteca and the people who live there and their cultures. And they go into the three regions of what they call Las Tres Huastecas, the three major regions of the Huasteca. The first one, Huasteca Potosina. Another one happens to be Huasteca Veracruzana, which happens to be the northern part of Veracruz. And of course, their own, which is called Huasteca Hidalguense, or the Huasteca from the region of Hidalgo. And now let's hear one of the verses from Las Tres Huastecas. Remember, Huasteca Potosina, Huasteca Hidalguense, Huasteca Veracruzana.
La Huasteca Potosina tiene flores de amontón, sierras llenas de neblina y laderas de ilusión. En la Huasteca Hidalguense no se alquila el corazón, y al que diga usted dispense no amanece en su colchón. Esas huastecas, quién sabe lo que tendrán.
El que una vez las conoce, regresa y se queda allá.
Huastecas lindas, ¿cómo las voy a olvidar?
Si nací con su querencia y nací con su cantar.
Tres Huastecas. So as you can see, the region of the Huasteca has so many elements to it and so many states that the most common theme of the genre of the huapango is centered around the use of inverted verses, the falsete, and also sometimes the improvised verses of the pregonero, in which some regions you would have the huapango picante, which happened to be the double-meaning, very off-color but very humorous type of improvised verses from the lead singer, and mainly found in the northern part of Veracruz and in Tamaulipas. So we'll end this particular episode with a full and complete version of the huapango that was written, it was arranged, composed, and published and distributed by José Hernández with his mariachi Sol de México. The story is that this particular song is the violin itself from the Huasteca region. And the violin is telling the story about his master who plays him with the utmost splendor and is the best huapanguero, the best violinist of the huapango in all the region. And then he falls in love with a girl and he's about to leave and go with his lady. And he leaves his violin behind, knowing that he gives up his violin for his woman. And the violin is telling the story and promises to be playing for his master with the love songs and also with the huapangos that were played on the violin. So, this is Federico Castañeda, your host of Arriba Folklorico Music and Dance of Mexico. Until the next time, when we deliver another region of Mexico, let us end this episode with the complete version of the huapango from El Mariachi Sol de México, El Rey de la Huasteca.
De tristeza bajo la luna huasteca, juré dejar para siempre mi violín y linda tierra. Hoy les digo la razón para que lo sepan bien, que hoy dejo lo que más quiero por seguir a una mujer.
Ay, la, la, la.
Ay, la, la, la. Que hoy dejo lo que más quiero por seguir a una mujer. Eso mero, muchachos. como en la Huasteca potosina. Eso cuentan por las calles, que escuchan este violín entre montañas y valles. Espero que me perdonen y me puedan comprender, pues esta vez que les toque será por última vez.
¡Ay, la, la, la!
¡Ay, la, la, la! Pues esta vez que les toque será por última vez.
Violín, violín, violín.
Canta de noche y de día, mi Huasteca potosina.